A Senate panel has taken a major step toward agreeing to legalize some 12 million undocumented immigrants now in the United States. The Judiciary Committee also seems set to approve a guest worker program. The action came as Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist threatened to propose his own immigration plan. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The fate of illegal immigrants here now is the most contentious issue in an emotional debate. One proposal the panel has considered would criminalize them all, something the U.S. House voted to do last December. Today, Senator Richard Durbin noted the St. Paddy's green ties he and a number of colleagues sported and said many Irish in decades past came to the U.S. illegally. Senator Ted Kennedy said the large numbers of Latinos here now are no different.
They came here with the purest of the motives. We look at the criminal law for most of us are people that violate the law and upset our society. That isn't what this element is.
The panel then debated a proposal by Kennedy and Senator John McCain. It would allow those here now to stay and work, then apply for a green card after 6 years. Senator John Kyle of Arizona said that would be unfair.
Surely you would have to agree that you have a huge advantage over somebody who's been patiently waiting in line in Mexico City to immigrate to the United States if you are allowed to stay here after your illegal entry.
Kennedy insisted those waiting outside the country would be given green cards first, and he agreed to specifically state that in the bill. Kyle pressed further, but other Republicans backed up Kennedy. Senator Lindsey Graham said the proposal is not a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Now, under the McCain-Kennedy approach, you got to pay a $1,000 fine, get a background check, work for 6 years, learn English, and pay back taxes. That probably excludes half of my family.
Graham admitted his own party, like the country, is deeply divided on the issue. Many Americans would like to put these people in jail, he said, or deport them en masse. But he asked, what about all those families with mixed status, those who sneaked across the Rio Grande, then married Americans or had U.S.-born children?
Does the United States Senate want to take the grandmother and the grandfather who came here for all the right reasons, who've worked hard, and send them back? Take one of the moms or the dads, send them back, and leave one parent with two kids. If that's what you want to do, there are plenty of people willing to say yes. I am not one of them.
Committee members also seem to agree on a version of a guest worker program laid out by Senators Kennedy and McCain. And there, too, those taking part would eventually be able to apply for permanent residency. There are certainly some in the Senate who would prefer to only crack down on the border and put off any guest worker program, as the U.S. House has done. Angela Kelly of the National Immigration Forum hopes that is impossible now.
You know, that horse has left the barn. I can't imagine now turning back the clock and saying, oh, no, we're just going to increase detention beds, we're just going to increase boots and binoculars at the border, and that's going to solve the problem. I mean, I think that'll be seen as really ducking the issue and members hiding under their desks.
The Senate panel expects to vote on an immigration reform package after next week's recess. Today's debate brought the senators closer to large-scale immigration reform than they've been in years. But anything the Senate approves must still be reconciled with the House bill. And today, 71 House members called the Senate proposals fundamentally incompatible with their own. In a letter, they said the panel is dooming any chance of a compromise bill for the president to sign. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.